This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Prosecutors in New York have opened the Trump hush money trial, stating how they believe the former president is guilty of falsifying business records to allegedly cover up a scandal before the 2016 election that he won. USA's John Schaefer with more on the historic trial.
Trump's defense denies any scheme, claiming Daniels tried to profit from false allegations owing Trump $600,000 from failed lawsuits. Trump had this to say while leaving the courthouse.
I got indicted. I'm the leading candidate. I'm beating Biden. I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try and take me off the trail for.
The first witness, David Pecker, was called by the prosecution, but the trial was halted due to the Passover holiday.
The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a major gun rights case involving so-called ghost guns. The ATF recently changed the rules around them, giving the government more power to regulate ghost guns. The kits must come with serial numbers now. But last year, a Texas-based judge ruled in favor of the makers and sellers of ghost guns. The question now before the high court is whether the ATF has the power to change gun rules, or if that must come from Congress. At an Earth Day event outside D.C., President Biden comments on recent protest actions demonstrating against Israel's war in Gaza, many on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Protesters criticize the Biden administration's response to Israel's conflict with Hamas. The Biden administration is continually pressed for caution from the Israelis, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Senate anticipated to pass a $95 billion aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan this week. This is USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
A new report out of the State Department blames Israeli leaders and its military for creating a humanitarian crisis in the wake of the October 7th Hamas terror attack. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says they're looking into things.
When it comes to allegations of incidents of whether it's violations of international humanitarian law, rights abuses.
The new State Department readout states reported instances of arbitrary killings, enforced disappearance, and torture by government officials there. With summer rapidly approaching, our heat waves are becoming hotter, longer, and more frequent. This is why the CDC and NOAA have collaborated to introduce an experimental tool called Heat Risk.
You can put in your zip code and see current heat risk and air quality levels and a 7-day heat risk forecast for your area.
The heat risk map is color-coded from yellow to magenta. CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen advises when temperatures rise, it is best to stay indoors, plan outdoor activities for cooler times of the day, and stay hydrated. A recent poll indicates that professionals in the U.S. are feeling a growing lack of support from their employers for workplace well-being. well-being. The poll, conducted by recruitment firm Robert Walters, reveals that 60% of professionals believe employers should do more to prioritize employee well-being. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that?
Well, happy Tuesday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Craig Huey this time. Yes, the author of The Great Deception, political commentator, speaker of the Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newspapers in this country. Mr. Craig, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing great, Bill. Good to be with you.
Hey, always good to be talking. There's lots to get caught up on. You know, we see the attack on, you know, President Trump continues, 91 indictment. I mean, it's just absolutely insane what is being done, and not only to Donald Trump, but by extension, you know, all his supporters, millions of his supporters. And even by further extension, you know, those of us who believe in a democratic republic. And the weaponized government of the Joe Biden regime has become so obvious. You know, it's a clear choice. I mean, do you want freedom or do you want tyranny? This is what it comes down to. I mean, look what's happening, Craig. I don't know if you saw this, but, you know, the reports on how the government is going after, you know, Christian universities. Look what they're doing with Liberty University and particularly Grand Canyon University. Well, interestingly enough, right, almost $38 million in fine. Exactly. It's exact the same number on these two universities, you know, which and what they're hitting them on is so trivial. Right. I mean, this is absurd. And but see, they're targeting them because they are Christian in nature and foundation, right? So these are the people, we're the people who believe that God really did say that they were male and female. God really did say that we should be fruitful and multiply, not to go out and abort children in mass. In fact, at one point, God did talk to the children of Israel and said, "Who told you to do that? What an insane idea that you would sacrifice your children," right?
Right. Well, Bill, what you're pointing to is really the weaponization of the federal government against political enemies, against ideology or Christianity or politicians or whatever they want to oppose, instead of trying to battle in the marketplace of ideas, instead of trying to win an honest election. What they were, instead of trying to be able to pass legislation that people can agree to, they're trying to impose through lawsuits, through regulations, through executive orders, a transformation of our culture and our politics. Bill,
exactly.
What you just pointed out with Grand Canyon, it is the Department of Education that hates Christian views on sexuality, hates Christian views on other issues, and so they have targeted that school in order to be able to crush it, to bleed it financially, to keep it in lawsuits, to be able to have it submit and basically what they want them to do is compromise their Christian point of view, and then they'll back off. And,
right.
And if they are able to get Grand Canyon to compromise, they win. And they win for all the other Christian schools to compromise as well. If
exactly.
they can't get them to a compromise, then they're going to continue to fight them as long as they're in office. In other
right.
words, 2024 election can free the attack on Christian values of Christian universities and schools. And you also brought up this whole court cases that are frivolous court cases that are based upon attacking a political opponent like you would do if you were in Argentina or Russia mm-hmm. or some other nation that doesn't have a Republican form of government. Basically, what you have right now is what I thought was interesting. Bill, Gavin Newsom on MSNBC mm-hmm. basically said that what the Department of Justice, the Biden administration, and these Democrat DAs, they have stepped too far. It's backfiring on them. Mm-hmm. In order to be able to have an election interference, what's happening is they're building President Trump up as a hero and a martyr because
right.
of their abuse of power. And even Gavin Newsom recognizes they've gone too far.
Well, so, James Carville, the same way, the Democratic strategist yeah. for the Clintons and everybody, who is famous for knowing, saying it's the economy stupid. Well, we may have to say it's the Constitution stupid.
Right.
But the only way that statement has validity is when you have the consent of the governed, number one, and number two, you take responsibility, in answering Benjamin Franklin, statement, when the lady asked Benjamin Franklin after the one continental congressional meeting, said, okay, what did you guys come up with? And he said, a democratic republic, if you can keep it. And, and we've been, ever since then, it's been a war against these opposing forces that don't want us to keep a democratic republic. They use the term democracy, which we're not a democracy. They rewrite
right.
language in such a way to give you this delusion, like what you write about in your book, this
mm-hmm.
this grand deception that takes place, to lead us to believe that, oh, they're looking out for our best interests. But look what happened with the FISA, the passing of the new FISA bill. It got worse. It didn't get better. And of course, it's all under this reformed, title. Reformed in the wrong direction. And you gave more power to the government, the very people that you were scathing and having all these, Capitol Hill hearings over, these abuses from the FBI and Christopher Wray and everything. And then you go ahead and you go,
give them more power.
Yeah. It's like, how does that make sense? Right.
This is the whole thing. In a post-Christian culture, in a time where truth is subjected to relativism, mm-hmm. where you have a whole group of people who believe as long as they're able to accomplish their goals and objectives, it's justifiable.
Right.
Truth is no longer truth. So they
well, of course
they,
because
they,
once
they
once
black,
it's once
white.
It's relative, once it's relative, it's gone. It is, you're exactly
yeah.
right. Yeah, you've right. obliterated truth, and this is what we're living under. See, we have no truth. So there, it's
no,
not
no.
true that there's a man and woman. It's not true that the fetus is a baby. It's not true that the borders are open and that we're being invaded.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not true that we had a free and fair election.
Yeah, it's deception, and it's delusional, and that's the reality we live in now. We live in a post-Christian culture where truth is simply what you want it to be.
It's one thing when you haven't had it, but when you've had it, and now you're living under the contrast of it. It's quite shocking. And even in political terms, this is what is clear in terms of the contrast between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, right? I mean, there's no
Absolutely.
Argument. Exactly. Got to go to break.
No.
More from Craig Huey on the other side. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Craig Huey was saying earlier, buyer beware, this is what we're dealing with the weaponized government. The left has control of all the levers. I was talking with one of our guests yesterday, Craig, and, people want to bring back, the silent majority. But the silent majority is, they can only be effective to a certain degree because of what the left has been able to do to grab the levers of power at every turn, whether we're talking, you know, as you were stating, education, you know, the border, national security. They've got their grip, you know, their cold, hard grip around every one of those levers, and they're not going to let go of it easily. This is going to be a serious battle. I know some people talk in terms of a second revolution. I don't care what you call it. But I think that people are realizing that this is untenable. This is un-American. And we want our country back. And these people who have assumed positions and have moved into and are occupying our government in a way that is not for the best interest of all concerned, this is problematic. It is un-American. It is against our Constitution. And look what's going on. You know, like I said, whatever they're doing with Donald Trump, and then, of course, what you wrote about here is that about this new study that clearly shows how Google has been manipulating your vote. And this is a big concern for people. Here we go. You know, we're less than 200 days, I guess, or maybe around 200 days, depending on how you count the calendar, because some states are going to be voting early. But somewhere in that zip code, away from the 2024 election, and the majority of Americans still have their doubts and they're insecure about a free and fair election, because the cheating was so overt and so massive and extensive that, there does not seem to be a remedy, although I will hand it to the new leadership of the RNC, Laura Trump, in that they've hired, 100,000 operatives to work in these swing states specifically to do everything they can to ensure a free and fair vote. That's moving in the right direction, but we need more aggressive moves like that to really secure the vote, because, the Democrats, they were happy with the results last time around, weren't they?
They absolutely were. But we know what they did, and we know how to stop them. And so I know from personal experience that the Republican National Committee has been inept, corrupt, and totally ineffective. And part of the reason we're in the situation we're in now is because they've been like insignificant compared to the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, with the change that has happened because of President Trump, in our Republican National Committee, the RNC now has an army of lawyers, and it's growing. They have an understanding of exactly what needs to be done to keep for honest elections and what to look for and to be able to stop any type of illegal activity. They know all about early voting and ballot harvesting, and they know what is legal with ballot harvesting and what is illegal with ballot harvesting. They understand that we as conservatives, as Republicans, libertarians, as Christians, we have to embrace early voting. We have to be involved in ballot harvesting where it's legal. And mm-hmm. and the fact is, many of the states have already put into place great voter ID laws to mm-hmm. stop illegal activity, strengthen their voting integrity laws. So we are light years ahead of what we mm-hmm. were in 2020. And so even though we have to be concerned, we have to be really aware. You know, you started off talking about the issue of Google. Well, Google is obviously a private entity, but they have 90% of all searches. Now, that's going down because of AI mm-hmm. and people going to chat GPT, but they have 90% of all searches. And here's the problem. You never know that what you're getting is biased. You
exactly.
never know that mm-hmm. that what you're getting is determined beforehand to give you a different point of view. And so you have millions of people who have no idea that Google is ideologically driven and that they're interfering with the 2024 election, and that it's really an indoctrination mill mm-hmm. to use the power to sway voters with bias, because it's biased, and with censorship. And Bill, if we got a second, let me just explain this to mm-hmm. everyone. You have censorship and you have bias on Google, on YouTube, on with the new AI project, Gemini, and with Gmail. If anybody has Gmail, you're being censored right now, and you need to get out of Gmail. And you know, let's just take the Democratic primary that's gone on. You know what happened when people typed in Joe Biden? They put down, if they put down Democratic presidential campaign or, you know, anything like that, what came up was Biden and Marianne Williamson, and Robert Kennedy was invisible because he was like 40 pages below. Yeah, in the Republican presidential campaign, you know what happened during the primary? Marianne, two results came up on the Republican presidential campaign website, and that was the results showed Williamson, Marianne Williamson, a Democrat, and showed Will Hurd, the Republican who had less than 1%. And the fact is, it's a history of bearing anything. If you went to Google right now, I did this not long ago. If I type in Trump on abortion, what comes up? CNN, NPR, in New York Times, Washington Post, not Newsmax,
all liberal.
All liberal.
Yeah.
And same thing with student loans, Israel. And with Biden, you know, everything's favorable. So it's a delusion, delusion of objectivity.
Right.
It's
exactly.
Really bad.
Yeah, it's government controlled propaganda. It is a form. It's clearly it's a form of that. You know, speaking of free and fair elections, I don't know if you've seen much or read much about David Clements. He's, you know, that attorney. He was an assistant professor at New Mexico State University. They ended up forcing him out because he did not go along with the party line regarding the 2020 election, challenged it just based on common sense and things that he put together. He's put together this incredible documentary called Let My People Go. And I say it's a must see for people to understand what, you know, what happened in the 2020 elections. We've yet to, you know, have any kind of serious investigation. I spoke with former Ambassador Ira Shapiro yesterday, and it was interesting because he was convinced. I mean, he's convinced as much as I'm convinced on the opposite side that it was a free and fair election. He believed in the January 6th committee, and I just, you know, I didn't yell and scream. You know, he was respectful.
Yeah.
But it was like, I'm not going to go along with this. You know, I'm sorry. I just, you know, 60% of the country still is in doubt. So, you know, the government owes it to this, you know, to the people, you know, to make sure that we have a free and fair election, that we're not sitting there wondering, okay, well, how come Joe Biden is the president? And not even is he the president right now, or who is running the popcorn stand right now on top of that. So it's, you know, and the Democratic Party doesn't care that the American people are confused, and they're counting on that so that they can give Joe Biden another 4 years. Heaven help us.
Yeah, it's very scary. It takes prayer. It takes working in this election. It takes being involved and not sitting back complaining, but getting out there, be a poll watcher, work for a good conservative or Christian candidate, let your voice be heard.
You got to engage. I mean, you know, Craig, you know, we said, you and I have talked about this forever. When the founders used that powerful phrase, we the people, it was a designed mandate, an infrastructure that we the people must engage our government, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there are no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yep.
Craig Huey, the author of The Great Deception and political commentator. Thank you, Craig. Take care. God bless.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem.
Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's hush money trial, done for Monday. Trump had this to say leaving the courthouse.
I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try to take me off the trail for.
On the first day, prosecutors opened the trial accusing Trump of falsifying records to hide payments to Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election that he won. Trump's defense denies any scheme, claiming Daniels tried to profit from false allegations and that she owes Trump $600,000 from failed lawsuits. A tourist in Indonesia dead after falling into an active volcano while taking photos on its edge. A Chinese woman was on a guided tour of the volcano park when she fell into the crater. According to international news sites, the 31-year-old and her husband climbed to the top to catch the sunrise. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, along with Al Parada, yes, from stream.org. We're going to, you know, do a little early tea, okay? Semi-formal tea, because it's early. But that's okay. And, of course, you know, he's got his morning brew hot and fresh and ready to go. And so it's always good to have the number one brew barista and proprietor, of Al's Afternoon Tea. The one and only Al Parada joins us now. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Hey, you know, having as much fun as we can, just watching, watching this government of ours. You know, Joe Biden is doing everything he can to put a wrecking ball right through our Constitution, liberties. You know, they signed the new FISA. You know, he ran and got that signed up real quick before, you know, Congress changed their minds. I mean, what a bunch of knuckleheads. I mean, you know, here they argue and they're beating their chest about, you know, the obliteration of our liberties. And, you know, they have Christopher Wray. They're holding him on the carpet. It's all for show. Yeah. I mean, because after it's all said and done, they go and they renew it and make it worse than what it was to begin with. So why waste your time and waste the people's money having all these hearings when you're just going to do what you want to do anyway?
Yeah, we're kind of learning that, aren't we? That it's just a matter of it's a show, and we're paying for it, and there's not even popcorn.
Yeah,
which is kind of annoying.
Right, yeah. and on top of that, Al, the other thing is that here we are in Biden's America, the cost of living has gone up $1,100, $1,200 on average across the country. Okay, now I don't know about you, but for that extra $1,200, nobody dropped a new EV in my parking lot, or you know, some big you know, surprise basket of goodies that I would want to have. It's just you know, $1,100, $1,200 bill, you know, cost of living, and this is what you get with Joe Biden.
Oh yeah, and you think of something like even fast food, you know, mm-hmm. when you have to take out a loan to go to McDonald's, something's wrong. Something
yeah.
really wrong.
20 bucks, 20 bucks for a Big Mac meal or something in some places in New York or wherever? Is that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, it's an absurdity. And, you know, we're not getting what we paid for. You know, we did the taxes last week, April 15th. Mm-hmm. And maybe the government should be like Costco, where if you don't get where it doesn't work, the thing doesn't work, you bring it back for a full refund. I mean,
exactly.
It is not working. Yeah. The government should at least be as receptive to returns as Costco. Or,
yes.
or if you don't want to be that extent, at least Target or something, you know. But it's an absurdity what they're doing up there. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll sit there and go, you know, we got to do the border. And then they don't do the border, but don't worry about it. We're going to give some more money to Ukraine.
Right, exactly.
And
look at the whole evolution of Ukraine. And again, typical. See, this is what's so upsetting, and the American people don't quite understand, is that we're so misrepresented by the State Department and all these other interests. I mean, first of all, you know, you get Putin setting up, you know, we had probably a year's notice, even though this one, I spoke with Ambassador yesterday. Oh, well, I'm not sure we had quite a year. Come on, give me a break. I mean, if you know anything about the military and what they needed to do, it took them a year to get everything all together, to get their chain supply ready. And it wasn't to go on a bivouac or just go do, you know, cook some s'mores on the border of Ukraine. It was to army up. This is what it was all about. And anybody that knew anything about logistics knew this is exactly what they were doing. And, you know, in our wonderful State Department, Joe Biden leading it all, who hasn't got anything right in 50 years, and he's still batting 1,000%, didn't get that right either. And of course, even before that, Al, you know, it was a simple agreement that, you know, Putin had over Ukraine after they broke up. I mean, Russia had this agreement when they broke up the USSR, is that, you know, the boundaries would be the boundaries, you know, that Russia's interests would be protected and NATO would not be putting any armaments. They wouldn't be pushing in and threatening Russia. And so what do they do?
Yeah.
You know, first of all, the United States talks Ukraine into giving up their nuclear weaponry. Because hey, we're gonna watch your six, right? And we're gonna take care of you. And so they make a commitment and draw the American people into this goofball commitment with Ukraine, and get them to stand down from their nuclear weapon and make them vulnerable. And then the next step is they go and threaten. They go poke the bear. And no wonder Putin, you know, says, hey, wait a minute, what the heck's going on here? You guys made a promise that you wouldn't encroach on our territory, and look what you're doing. I mean, there's nothing different than putting, you know, nukes in Cuba, the way I look at it, unless I'm missing something.
No. And then you got to remember, the U.S. helped overthrow the pro-Russian government that was that was running Ukraine. And that election was a fair election, according to international observers. Not always the case in Ukraine. But in that case, it was a free and fair election. A guy who was sympathetic to Putin wins. Our government overthrows him.
Right.
Helps overthrow him. Okay.
Yeah, and what happened is our government didn't have another gig to go to, so they decided to overthrow Trump.
Yeah. So they used the same tactics.
Right.
To help the same guy, basically Biden. And that's part of, and that is where the idea of the corruption comes in, because you go, why? Because it's not like Zelensky and his government are this super democracy. He's throwing opponents in jail. That's where Biden got the idea. He's banning different churches he doesn't like. He's postponing elections. This is not democracy. So we're trying to save something over there that it doesn't exist in a way. So it's, but that's how dangerous Putin is. We have to do this. That, you know, like the Democratic congressman said, you know, their border is our border, but, you know, all this kind of nonsense. It's, you know, he's dangerous. He's going to overrun Europe. He's going to be riding bare-chested down Main Street in the USA if we don't stop this guy.
Right.
When Ukraine bombs his oil Putin's oil refineries, no, don't go bombing his oil refineries. Don't go hurting the thing that helps him fund what he's doing to you. It's a game.
Yes,
you know
exactly.
It's a game. Either it's the worst thing.
And the American people are duped into it, and not even realizing. Again, let's go back to what Eisenhower warned us about, the military-industrial complex that is going, you know, absolutely bonkers, and they're having fun with this. All the neocons that are in control of all this, just whipping up and spending billions of dollars, you know, of the people, of our money, Al. Yeah. Our money, they're spending our money, and of course, dealing with corrupt Ukraine, which is all suspicious anyway. And this is just me, you know, because when I go back not that far, I see Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and his family and his grandkids making money off of this Ukraine deal under Barack Obama's watch. And the thing is, it still blows me away after all this, is that Barack Obama's president, and you've got a Secretary of State and Hillary Clinton starting a foundation, making gazillions of dollars. Wow. You got Joe Biden in his side hustle going on. You know, so where's Obama on this? I mean, is Obama getting paid through the back door here or something?
Well, I suspect this all goes back to him, because I don't understand. I've never understood why there was so much of an effort to protect Hunter Biden in Ukraine and Joe Biden. It doesn't seem like Biden has that kind of pull, has that kind of support that people would turn out, you know, impeach Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Asking about the Biden.
Right.
You know, who cares about Joe Biden? Five people show up at his rallies and some of them are relevant. No. The bomb, I think, to me, it goes back to whatever Obama was doing, and they want to protect that. And that's why when Trump asks about what were these guys doing in Ukraine, all hell broke loose.
Well, yeah, and it's all a pattern. I mean, whether you're talking Benghazi, right? Who's getting protected there?
We're getting
worked, Al. We're getting worked. I'm telling you. I'm going to let you fire up some more fresh brew for us, and we're going to go to break. Al Parada from thestream.org is with us. Yes, number one barista, number one in your heart, number one on his back. Stay with us. More from him after this.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Good to have you back with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with our number one barista, Al Parada. Columbia's anti-Jewish solution, huh? You wrote about this?
Goodness.
Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We all know about the protests that are going on Columbia University. Well, the president, and as we also know, the president of the university made classes virtual yesterday. But part of that note, her statement had this like really like wishy-washy sort of kumbaya-ish moment where she talked about the idea of getting the sides together to talk, maybe argue, and come to common solution. And all I could think about was that those people who are protesting, they're not into common solutions. They're
exactly.
into the final solution.
Right, exactly.
The genocide of the Jewish people.
Right.
You can't sit there and sing kumbaya with people who have genocide on their mind.
Yeah, they've been trying to do this for thousands of years. All of a sudden, on a college campus in the United States, you're going to figure it out, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just the stunning naivete.
Yes.
Or willful naivete of this idea that this, there's a coexistence of this thing is irrational. It is part of the nuttiness.
Can you imagine everyday Americans are looking at this and going, these guys are idiots. I mean, look at all the money they're spending on their education. They're supposed to be smart people. And because of their fixed ideology, they've rendered themselves stupid. They've really shot themselves in the foot, if not the brain, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, higher up, it seems like the higher up you go in that the academic chain nowadays,
yes.
the dumber you get. It's like, you know, like the deprived of oxygen at those higher levels or something.
Exactly.
I mean, these people are just nuts. And again, even like last night, New York protest, the NYU protest, arrested 150 people supposedly, including faculty members. Okay, so we're not talking about rowdy students, you know, just rowdy students. I mean, we're talking about professional organizers in there too. You saw the tents, my gosh.
Right. Like, exactly.
You know, it's like they went to Dick's Sporting Goods or something all together now at the same time across the country.
But
again, it's like faculty members. So these are the people who are you're paying your $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year. Have your kids taught how to hate.
And
if I get credit for it.
And the thing is, and then they're disturbing commerce. I mean, last time I checked, New York is pretty well bankrupt anyway, and so they don't need any more hits. So now they've got a disruption in business, which is going to be a disruption in tax payments. You know, the dominoes start falling, and Mayor Adams and the rest of these knuckleheads think, "Oh well, it's mostly peaceful. We got to let them. We got to let them do this." You know, kind of deal. It's like, wait a minute. Don't you see any correlation in terms of the rule of law? And, you know, let's go back to what how Reagan handled it, right? In the 80s when the people were being stupid. He just said, you know, that's being stupid. There's law and order, and that's what we're going to maintain, you know? And I don't have a problem with free speech, but you're not going to disrupt the flow and stop people from, you know, going to their businesses, opening their businesses, doing that because you're invading and compromising a foundational principle of how we're able to work, right? I mean, and how we're able to exist.
Well, yeah. So, and let's add to the absurdity. At the same time, the person who's in charge of crimes in Manhattan, the Manhattan DA,
right?
He's got Donald Trump, the former president of the United States, on trial for cutting a check to somebody. You know. To have somebody pipe down, which happens every day.
How much is that going to cost them? I mean, already you got businesses moving out going, whoa, we're out of here, man. If they're going to do this to Donald Trump, we're next. Let's kind of just pack up the U-Haul in the middle of the night and let's just sneak across the border. We don't want to stick around much longer for this. And then on top of that, I hope to God there's a day of redemption that Donald Trump's able to come back and just sue their butts.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
sue him to oblivion for what they've done to him.
Well, that's the thing. The best thing that could happen to him is him get elected because he'd have some constraints on it. If he's not elected, he's a billionaire with a grudge. Okay.
Right.
and the willingness to take these people down. I mean, you've read Art of the Deal. This is somebody who will wait decades to get payback for something. You know, he takes his time sometimes, but it's stupid. You're right. Sue him all to oblivion. And do that, or like he says, the victory is the best revenge. In a way, he wins the election,
exactly.
He helps American
people.
Always,
right?
You know, that would be the best revenge for this nonsense.
You see, and this is the thing that I don't know. It's just kind of weird. I mean, for all the things that Donald Trump has done for New York City directly, I mean, you know, business wise, job wise. An ice rink. I mean, this guy has been so philanthropic in so many areas. And, you know, in these goofy laws, I mean, you got to know to have four lawsuits all at one time. I mean, this isn't by accident. This is all by design in order to cripple the number one opposing candidate against Joe Biden. And of course, the model's there because what does Joe Biden do? I mean, he does the same thing to Robert Kennedy. He won't give he won't authorize Secret Service, a guy whose family members, I think he's had a couple people, you know, assassinated in his family, right? And he's got threats. And so Joe Biden would rather he spend his money on Secret Service, you know, as opposed to campaign ads. So, I mean, this is such a grand and obvious manipulation of the system. And, you know, and the American people, free-minded, liberty-minded people, I mean, forget about those that are invaded the country. They don't know better. But for those of us who have been, we're going to tolerate this?
Yeah, no. And we saw something yesterday. It should be a huge story, but it's not. Unredacted documents from the classified documents case. Yeah, Jack Smith wanted all these big redactions. The documents got released unredacted, and they showed the direct coordination between the White House and the National Archives to gin up the case.
Right.
They were talking for months about ginning up this case, and the email even shows there's somebody who was the general counsel for the archives saying, oh, you know, transitions and getting documents, this is a long process, it takes months and months, and Trump still had months and months and months to do. But the partisan head of National Archives said, I'm running out of patience. I've run out of patience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yep. This was a coordinated effort. The Florida case was a coordinated effort by the
White
House.
Well, just like January 6th, Al, January 6th wasn't something that happened on January the 5th. It was just, you know, they just planned it in a couple of days. This had been probably, if the truth be known, this had been going on for over a year. And they set this up because they had operatives in these different groups. Mm-hmm. You know, just the same thing like they did in Michigan, you know, FBI getting involved and all this stuff. And they had planned and worked this thing out. And and the Democratic Party and Nancy Pelosi was all behind all this. And they have the audacity to want to blame Trump. And like this ambassador, Ira Shapiro, that I spoke with yesterday, I mean, he has full confidence in the January 6th committee. I said, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, please.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
you got Liz Cheney and the other wackadoo. That's it. Yeah. And you eliminate. You eliminate the two other representatives that you know Leader McCarthy wanted into having that committee, so that you could kangaroo court this committee. And then on top of that, after it's all said and done, they were told to keep all the evidence. What did they do?
Destroyed it.
They
locked it up. Yeah, it's a stunning thing, and it's weird because my little crazy theory. Can I share my little crazy theory before we go?
Uh huh. Okay, yeah.
Why did Kamala Harris go to the DNC that day? To me, the idea was they had to have a go-no-go. Because they're planning all this stuff. But if Trump's people just walked away from the rally and went off to the Smithsonian, you can't have a riot, right? You can't plan a riot if nobody shows up, right?
Right.
They needed to have a moment. There had to be a time in the morning or something where they said, okay, this is a go, this is not a go. Well, she can't sit there and you need to, just to me, Kamala Harris went to the DNC, didn't tell anybody, it didn't come out for a year that she was there. They had the pipe bomb that was there that should have been a big deal, and they should have blown that up into, oh my gosh, the MAGA people want to kill
her. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Silence about why she was there. Well, one reason she'd be there, you can even lie about it. She could say, I had a little time, I wanted to thank the people at the DNC for helping get me elected.
Right.
Perfectly fine explanation. No explanation. Silence. Well, what was she doing over there? Was that the contact to be able to go no go?
Interesting.
I have a weird theory, but it's
hey, at this point, it's all valid, you know, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and all these different ideas have a play. You see, and this is unfortunate because this is weighing in the hearts and minds and the consciousness of the American people. That, you know, we want to believe in a democratic republic. We want to believe that our government is legit. And more we're realizing the clear contrast. I mean, it's not even close, Al. I mean, there's such a stark contrast between Biden and Trump.
Oh, my gosh. You just compare the records during the two administrations. That should be it. You do it to every other aspect of life. You do it when you compare cars. You do it when you compare sports teams and coaching jobs. You know, this coach did well. This coach did bad.
Right.
It's simple, but it's,
yeah, but in our stupid culture, then they bring up, you know, because they're so desperate, we got to talk about abortion. Forget about those things. Forget about the real pain you're dealing with. We got to talk about your, you know, your ovaries. Give me a break. Oh, by the way, Sunday, and I like that you marked the 35th anniversary of the Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Still amazing. Even more amazing to watch it now than listen to the James Earl Jones. Talking about what was good and could be good again.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so much fun.
The only movie that makes men cry more than the judgment.
Here it is. Al Parada. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Godspeed, my friend.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.